Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless marooned. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Gorbin Lushan's turn.
They're in the sky.
Well, is it better to kill the gargoyle now and fall? Or let the gargoyle...
That's a real thinker.
Ah!
Does Gorbin Lushan die this day? Off screen, too. What a fucked up... What a fucking way to go.
Gorbin Lushan. The brightest flame.
Highs or lows?
Highs? Did I mean lows, Adam? Could you?
I actually don't know what's better. I got 98.
Yeah,
I don't know if hitting the bridge or just going into the snow somewhere much further down is better.
Oh, God.
Because
if they hit the snow, they can...
What? Go on.
They went so high.
Go for the bridge, then.
Go for the bridge?
Yeah. Have I doomed them? Do we have anything that can help them?
You know when you land
on a this is going to be massive damage.
Yeah, you land on a
You land on like a snowbank, and you know how snow is so soft.
Yeah, you experience no problems.
Okay, this is probably going to be a bad. So they're 120 feet in the air right now.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's a D6 and for every 10 feet.
Okay, and bridges are soft?
Notoriously soft face material landing on.
Do they, out of curiosity?
God. Yeah.
Because I'm assuming they're raging.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
Because, well, they rages are limited now.
It's okay.
Finite resource.
Okay.
I described them as raging earlier, but they're not actually. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious in terms of, in their reactions or whatever. I guess it's not their, reaction.
Yeah.
So I was like, could they, as they're falling.
As they're falling, start to rage.
Reduce their rage to reduce the damage.
Well, it depends if it takes them 12 seconds or more than 6 seconds to fall to the earth.
Yeah. Well, it would actually take them more than one round to hit the ground.
If they should rage, so, Adam.
I'm just curious.
That's true.
Raging. And then it's like, does Lushan have any sort of either protective spell featherfall or anything like that?
Featherfall? No. I'm pretty confident he doesn't have featherfall. I'll check. Darkness,
So
at least they don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
As the scream happens, Hector, you hear, "We have only this amount of time to send you a message."
Why would they waste it?
That's very funny. No, they would actually, you're right. Actually, they would have enough time to rage on the fall. So they can... That doesn't help them.
Doesn't it?
I don't think.
Never mind.
They are that type of barbarian.
Yes.
No, they do get resistance to piercing, bludgeoning, and slashing.
Well, there'll be a lot of bludgeoning that's about to happen to them.
10, 20. What's 5 times 6? 30?
30, yeah.
So that's 50?
Oh my god.
51 points of damage, halved.
Hey, halved.
Halved, dude.
25 points of damage.
That's survivable.
Not so bad. That's not
They're
so
just,
bad.
It's just going to happen again.
Somebody's got to get out there and help them.
Well, yeah. That is...
If only someone had some scissors.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately still...
I mean, you can run up.
Yeah, I've got to fight this fish man.
They are about to take a dangerous injury. Well, I'll remember. Okay. We'll give it to them after the battle.
Okay.
There, it's adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to notice it. They're going to finish the fight and their arm's going to fall off or whatever.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Oh,
what if the gargoyle took him higher, though?
That's so scary.
Well, actually, I don't think that gargoyle probably can't hold them for a minute. They do a lot of damage. Mm. That gargoyle probably can't hold them for much longer, so it'll have to be a different one, and there's a few. Then, Hector, you're still drunk.
Wow. Even when they're not
You've just been rolling really shit.
Okay.
You've not rolled above, like, I want to say an 8.
That's fair.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
It is... well, Emil has had...
Yeah.
I keep doing his turns, but he can't get out. It's very specifically designed to keep him in. It is the creature's turn.
Okay.
Again, Pip.
Okay.
And you continue to be savaged.
Mm-hmm.
Miss. Miss. Hit.
Okay.
Hit.
Mm. Okay.
You're going to take 2 hits.
That's fine. That's okay.
10, 16, 19, 21 points of damage.
That's okay. I'll be fine.
You're on 38 hit points.
I'll be fine.
All right. And that was the creature. The creature is digging into you.
Mm-hmm.
Ludmilla is no longer here.
Okay.
Pip, it's your turn.
I'll try and push it off me, back up, and then I'll I'll fire a pinning.
You can only fire if you want to shove it off you.
Okay.
It's literally on top of you, tearing into you. If you want to push it off you, that is one of your attacks.
I just want to fire a pinning shot to get it out of the way.
Unfortunately, you'll need to shove it first.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll shove it, and then I'll step back, pinning shot.
You do pretty well with your athletics. It gets to make an athletics or acrobatics check. It fucks it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, you shove it off you. It lands on its bum. You stand up, aiming down at it. You fire a pinning shot.
God damn it.
Do you have anything for a nat 1?
I don't think so.
Consult your cards.
Reroll, intelligence, strength.
No.
No, I can double my proficiency bonus for a round. No, I got nothing.
Cramp! You take a D4 penalty to your next attack roll.
Oh, god damn it. Ow.
Stand up, you forget that the creature seemed to have specifically targeted your ligaments. It is Gaurav and Lushan's turn. Gaurav and Lushan. Ooh, actually. Yes, okay. All right, that would be 2 hits. Okay.
Mm.
And then Lushan is going to cast. You hear the sounds of snow pick up for a more. No, actually, you hear a lightning bolt.
Oh, all right.
There's an explosion from the ground level.
Cool.
And then it is none of them immediately around. It is the gargoyle's turn.
Mm. Are they going to? Yeah. Mm. Oh, no.
Let me down!
Fucking god.
And Hector, it's your turn.
Come on, ooh. Hector, get out of this.
Oh my god.
Emil.
Does that include the 5 the wisdom save, the plus 5?
Yeah, it's the plus 5, yeah. No, I'm including that. Wow.
God damn it,
what
dude.
Is this spell? What is this spell?
It's just a hold person spell, baby.
God damn.
Just your bargain basement hold person spell. I think you'll find quite... I forget the timeline. The creature attacks you again, Pip.
Oh my fucking god.
Hit. 3 hits and it's on top of you again.
God damn it. God damn it.
Oh my god.
This fight's going so poorly.
It really is.
It's really going bad.
18, 20, 27.
Oh my god.
How many hit points did I say you had? You 38, you've got 11.
Cool.
That's fucking sick, dude.
That's what we love to hear.
Yeah. Okay.
How close am I to Pip at the moment?
You're on the other side of this small room. The room's only about 20 feet in diameter. Yeah. But...
No, just because I'm holding keys.
Yes, yeah, I could let Thing
you
go out.
You could grab the keys and huck it to the guy.
Can he get himself out? Maybe.
How did I?
Maybe.
Gaurav and Lushan, is this the smartest thing you've ever... That is so many fucking sixes. Holy shit. 6, 12, 18, 24, 30, 36. Okay. Gaurav and Lushan, you're falling, but it's not going to be as much as it could have been.
Is that the... Okay. Is that the damage they did or the damage they're about to take?
They killed one of the gargoyles.
Okay.
Well,
they're falling to their death.
Yeah.
Well, it may not be.
Well, it might not be their death. We don't know.
10, 19, 30, 24.
Okay. All right.
Which half?
But halved. That's nothing.
So they're fine. They're tough little boys.
It's a goof.
And that was Gaurav and Lushan's turn. It is the all right, they fucked. I'll roll, but.
Yeah.
All right, Gaurav and Lushan fucked up their roll, but they are so strong it doesn't matter.
Okay, thank God.
All right, and then Hector?
Come on, Hector! Get out of there!
Come on!
You're free!
Yeah.
Oh,
finally.
That happens at the end of your turn, though.
Yeah. Cool.
But on your next turn, you'll be able to act.
Okay, thank God.
Emil, it's the creature.
Don't even a bonus action or anything like that?
You can't move bonus action. Yeah, at the end of your turn,
stupid,
you make the roll.
Stupid rule.
You have a reaction.
Okay.
Do you have anything with a reaction?
Maybe.
Hit.
Oh, fuck.
Hit.
Oh, god damn it.
I cast...
Shield of Faith, if you can cast it on someone else.
Can I cast Shield as a reaction? As a reaction, but can I cast it on somebody else?
I don't think you can. I think it's as...
No.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, well. All right.
Well, I need to work this out because this creature is on the very specific orders. All right. Pip, you take 11 points of damage. You're on 0 hit points. You fall down.
Okay.
As soon as Pip hits the dirt, the creature stands up straight. It one swipe. Every other turn, this thing's been like swipe. It takes one swipe, Pip hits the dirt, and then the creature bolts. It just runs.
Oh. Intriguing.
Okay.
You hear Tarpos downstairs. And then it is, Pip, you make a death saving throw.
Yep.
That's one successful death saving throw. And it is Gaurav and Lushan's turn.
They continue getting taken to a very great height and then falling from a very great height. What a way to kill the fucking gargoyles. Swooped and then dropped.
20. All right. I think another gargoyle is dead.
Awesome.
And it is the gargoyle's turn. All right. I'll roll again. But yeah, no. Gaurav and Lushan are fine. The gargoyles are probably going to give that up now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hector, it's your turn. Pip is on the floor bleeding out.
I go over to him and I just cast Healing Hands, giving you 9 hit points.
What the fuck was that?
You're on 9 hit points, baby.
I give him the keys to Emil and I'm like,
Yeah.
It ran off.
Yeah.
And then I leave Pip by himself and then I run down to Tarpos.
You get down to the bottom floor. You see Tarpos is standing there. She's still holding the blood spear, but she's stepped a couple. You can quite obviously see the creature has darted past her and Tarpos has just let it go past.
That's fair.
No, she looks up at you and you can see through the doorway there's several decapitated guards and a gargoyle that has been embedded into the wall. You can see it's got many little holes that it is. At first you think it's bleeding from these holes, but then you realize there was blood like stuffed into the holes.
Okay.
You're not 100% sure what's going on there.
All right.
Possibly something to do with a weapon called the blood spear.
Yeah, who knows?
Who can say?
So the no guards around?
No guards immediately here. Tarpos has this bottom floor clear, but you haven't run out the door yet, and you won't be able to do that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll grab the shield.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, cool. You pick up the shield.
And I'll don it.
Okay, no worries. That'll be your turn then. That's Hector. Emil still can't do anything.
Yeah.
The creature. What are you? Pip, it's your turn.
I'll go over to Emil.
Yeah.
Don't make me regret this, and then I'll unlock him.
You won't, I promise. You set him free?
Mm-hmm.
He gratefully, thank you. He studies out.
Can I set him free and start climbing the ladder to the roof in this turn?
Sure, yeah.
Right, I'll do that.
You won't be able to get out the
top. Yeah, but I can start my way up. Yeah.
All right. It is Gaurav and Lushan's turn. Gaurav and Lushan wound pretty badly another gargoyle. Then, that was Gaurav and Lushan. It is the gargoyles' turn. You still can't see what the gargoyles are doing. Nope. But they are definitely going to stop just trying to pick them up.
It ain't working.
They will attack. Jesus Christ. They saw. Gaurav and Lushan take 2 points of damage. Try picking them up next time, I guess.
Yeah, fuck.
Fucking hell. All right, that was the gargoyle's turn. Hector, it's your turn.
Okay. So I know that, Radiant, not great. It was bludgeoning, other things.
The ignoble trio, that's it.
Yeah.
Cold, fire, and bludgeoning.
Okay. I will just poke my head out the door.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on.
You can see Gaurav Lushan standing in the howling, biting wind, greatsword in one hand, a magical aura in the other, and they keep just looking up at the sky. Once you, Gaurav Lushan, are about 10 feet from the doorway, but you can just barely see them. They keep looking up at the sky above them, and you see every now and then a terrifying, misshapen rock creature swoops down, lashes out at them, and then swoops back up into the air. Mm-hmm. They are fucked up. Gaurav and Lushan are bleeding from all four eyes, both noses and both mouths, and all four ears as well. They look like they've sustained some pretty hefty blunt force trauma.
Oof. Okay. Right. I'll go over there and lay on hands them.
All right. For how many hit points?
How badly? They look pretty bad.
They're 67 out of 107.
Okay.
About half health just before.
Okay. I was going to say just 20. Mm-hmm. But I'll go with 20. Yeah, we'll go with 20.
20? All right. Yeah. Thank you, good friend!
Is any guards around?
Guards? No. You see, there are maybe 10 dead bodies in total. All of them guards. Oh, and a few gargoyles. There's also a few gargoyles.
And I'll probably start heading back into the tower and be like, get into the tower. Get into the tower.
How else can we kill them? Show them that we're mighty. Both of them look at you pleadingly. For Darpos.
Gaurav and Lushan. You gotta love them.
Yeah, fair enough.
How else can you show her?
Yeah, he's got you there.
You stay in the doorway and I'll just...
You see a wet, bloody, Gaurav and Lushan-shaped print on the bridge.
Okay. And I'll, ready my spear.
Okay. It is Emil. Emil gets up and looking at you, Emil quite clearly isn't sure what to do next.
See if they need help downstairs.
Okay. He makes his way downstairs. And the creature is out of this fight as well. Pip, it's your turn. Do you want to follow after Emil?
Open the roof, yeah.
You step out into the biting, freezing cold. You can see all the gargoyles here are gone now.
Okay, that's good. Thank God.
You have a little look around. What is your perception? Oh, well. You can barely make out the gate that you walked through that also had some gargoyles atop it. You barely make it out. You can't tell if the gargoyles are still there or not.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, above the biting, howling wind, you hear the screeches of gargoyles, which reminds me, actually, Hector, you are fine, but Pip, you are also fine. You take a point of cold damage every round you're exposed.
All right, well, I'd like to just, like a sniper, sort of get down on the roof of the building with my crossbow and just ready myself for the moment I see one of those gargoyles. The moment it, comes out of the sort of blizzard nearby to just, plug it twice.
Well, sure enough, it's Gaurav Lushan's turn. They... Wait, also, all three of you are just holding your actions. And, sorry, I should also say Tarpos in the doorway holding your actions. You, all of you see a gargoyle swoop down.
Mm-hmm.
You all attack at this one gargoyle and basically at the same time. Pip, because you're ranged, you will get the first attack off.
Sweet.
You hit. Is it just a regular bolt?
Yeah, well, no, it's fine. I'll just make it a regular. Look, maybe I'll knock it out of the sky. Whatever.
You do 4 points of quotation marks damage. Okay.
I'll plug it twice as well if I can.
Unfortunately, no, not with a readied action.
No
yeah.
worries.
Or readied attack, I should say. Then, as it swoops down, as it gets a bit lower, Tarpos gets the next attack. She hefts the blood spear in one hand and throws it mightily at the creature. It slams into the creature's side. It takes 6 points of damage. And then Tarpos gains 6 temporary hit points.
Hell yeah.
And then when it gets down low enough for Hector, you mm-hmm. and Gora Blushin, Hector, you attack.
Yep.
Would you like to special this attack at all? Would you want to sprinkle anything on it?
I'm just using the spear, mm-hmm. which I know it is. It's not bludgeoning. Mm. It's piercing. But it is does count as magical.
It is a magical weapon, yes. Mm.
Does that mean shit?
I don't think so.
All right. Okay.
You going to sprinkle any sauce on this?
Well, they're immune to radiant damage.
All right.
No.
You deal 4 plus your charisma of 5, so 9 points in total. It's not quotation marks damage, though.
Hey.
Looks like magical is maybe good.
Oh, okay.
And then Gorob Lushan's swing. That's a hit. Gorob Lushan deal. That would be 12 points of regular damage. And then 24 points of thunder damage. There's a loud explosive sound, and part of the gargoyle rips away. The gargoyle hits the ground inert.
Okay.
And then it is... That was the gargoyle's Hector. It's your turn. You can still hear screeching above you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we'll... scan the horizon, but ready the action when the gargoyle comes down.
Emil is about to step out, but as soon as he puts a bare foot, touches the snow outside, you see a shiver run through him and he steps back into the building.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Pip, it's your turn.
I'll just stay there and keep my action readied for the moment it comes out of the sky.
All right.
How many screeches are we hearing?
Yeah, you're hearing quite a few. It's hard to discern, but you could, if you wanted to, spend your action working out how many of them there are left.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to do that, Pip, or are you just...
No, I'll just ready myself.
It is Gorob and Lushin's turn. They also ready themselves. It is the gargoyle's turn. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs.
Highs? All right. The screeching sound begins to get fainter and fainter and fainter, and you think the gargoyles have decided they don't want to die.
Okay. All right.
Okay, everybody, back in. Everybody in. Look at Gorob and Lushin. Everybody in.
Yeah, we did well.
Yes. You right?
Yeah, Gorob and Lushin take several steps towards the interior. And then let's see special injuries.
Cool. I will anticipate and I will kneel down.
Failing lungs. They immediately gain a level of exhaustion.
Oh, love it.
Good.
Love it, baby. That's awesome.
That's one level of exhaustion.
It's not going away for a week.
What is supposed to, disadvantage on ability checks. Cool.
Nice stuff.
Well, on the bright side, that would have, if I hadn't have done
this at the end, then they
probably would have been picked up and dropped again.
Yeah, I can imagine.
At the start of each of their turns, they must make a constitution saving throw or gain another level of exhaustion. After 2 successful saves, the effect ends. Okay, so...
Can we
help?
Help?
No, you can't get rid of exhaustion.
No, as in help them, like heal them or something, but oh my god.
They get another level of exhaustion, and then you get to them. You dragging Gorob and Lushin in, you can tell
something's ruptured internally.
Hang on. That is a medicine check, but I very quickly... I'm going to make you fail this check. I know I've got a card for it. Here they are.
Okay. Awesome, dude. I think...
Force a player to reroll a skill check.
I think that's really cool of you, Adam.
Oh, that's even better. Turn a successful skill check into a failed one.
What skill check was it?
It's a medicine check.
Is it intelligent-based?
It's wisdom-based, I believe.
God damn it.
All right. They make another saving throw. They pass that one.
Okay.
You can try to medicine them again. That will be a fail.
Can I, if I doubled my proficiency bonus with it, would that help?
You need an 18 in total.
Okay, your medicine is currently A plus one.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help.
Doubling is a... Well,
you actually don't get your proficiency bonus
on
that roll. So you've not selected it.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't have medicine as a skill. Yeah, very sorry. All right, Gorob and Lushan make another saving throw. They fail.
Yeah.
It's another level of exhaustion.
Okay. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, they are getting close to the fucking brink.
All right, you make a medicine check. Oh, okay, you... succeed this time.
Yay!
Okay. You needed a 17 at least.
Yeah, then you got a 17.
So okay. it's touch and go for a minute.
Yeah.
But you are able to. Gorob and Lushan's lungs have collapsed completely. You go in and realizing how fucked this is, you're just trying to reinflate their lungs in any way possible. You're unable to do it. Gorob and Lushan, you can hear their breaths getting fainter and fainter. I'm guessing Pip at this point.
Yeah, I'd be down there crowding around.
Their lungs are collapsing further and further and further, and you're like, they need air, they need air, they need air. And then Tarpos puts her mouth over their mouths all together, and then a massive, mighty breath, and their lungs inflate to full.
Oh, my God.
You're able to put, at that moment, you're able to put a, I forget the name of it. A
stent?
Stent.
Stent? Yeah. You're able to put a stent to stop the leaking air.
Okay.
Wow.
Are they? Sit down. All right.
They're lying down.
Yeah, good. I look around. We're still blizzarding?
Yeah, it's still blizzarding outside.
Right. We've got no, I mean, honestly, it's good. It'll force us to just wait and.
Right. Are you okay? You okay?
We are Gorob and Lushan.
They collapse into unconsciousness.
Okay.
Okay, good. Unconsciousness as in no hit points, or unconsciousness as in...
They've got hit points. They're just
They
exhausted.
Just need a rest.
They collapse.
Can I
go to sleep.
Can I try and pick them up and take them up the stairs?
Sure,
Where it's warmer, I'll give you a hand.
They're
warmer.
Dense, but not... too heavy that you couldn't do that. Yeah.
Right. I think we will take them upstairs where it's a little warmer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You bring them up. Tarpos awkwardly stands where she was and looks at you, Pip.
Yes? Mm.
Emil, who is also standing here, looks between the two of you and says,
I can't leave while the winds are out, but when they die down, I thank you. I will be in your debt, but where are you going?
We want to talk to him upstairs about all that.
Okay.
Emil wanders back upstairs. What are you doing, Pip? Tarpos is still just awkwardly standing here. She maybe steps near the doorway and says, God, again.
Yeah, yes. sounds like a good idea. I'll go see if I can help warm up Gorob and Lushan or something.
All right.
I imagine we're going to be staying here till the wind dies down anyway, so.
You wander back upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
The three of you, Gorob, Lushan, four of you, five depending how, whatever. Gorob, Lushan, Emil, Pip, and Hector, you are all in the upper floor.
Hmm. How bitingly cold is it up there?
It's up here, it's still quite cold.
Okay, cool.
You feel like if the snow doesn't stop tonight, you will need a fire.
Yeah. Okay. I was just thinking.
Emil was being kept here as a
torture.
Yep. All right.
We don't have a chimney, though, do we?
No.
We do downstairs, we probably can't light a fire in that hall.
Yeah, it would take a lot of work, but you think it might be possible. You'd need wood.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I think, okay, put Gorob Lushan down. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we're here for a while.
I think you're right.
All right.
What, where are you going after this?
Are
you going up or down?
Up. We were going to, Kuchri, to the, Amber Temple.
Emil stops for a moment and looks at you.
The Amber Temple.
Yeah.
He looks you up and down. Are you wearing insignia of Penia?
A lot of that got stolen.
Yeah. That's
right.
True.
Yeah,
I think I would have still
you
that.
Your holy
symbol. The holy symbol. Like, yeah. Is that very prominent?
I'm wearing heavy furs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't hide it, but I wouldn't necessarily brandish it. Yeah. And if like the furs are like in the way or not, I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say the holy symbol is probably not terribly noticeable. Mm. Emil gives you both a weird look, and then he goes over to the guard that you've killed, and he starts stripping the guard of clothes.
That's a good idea.
I would not recommend that.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot.
People keep saying that, yeah.
As he strips the guard of their clothes, you see that they have no skin.
So they worshipped a...
Actually, maybe they have little patches left, but you can see the skin has been torn off them for the most part.
So they worshipped a flayed god?
I think they call it the flayed god or the flayed dragon or sometimes maybe the headless dragon. I think there's a few names.
If I was to heal you with a is that bad? You seem very wounded.
I would not try it. I do not think it could help me anyway. My wounds are more than simple combat damage.
Okay.
I'll go downstairs and start trying to clear out that...
You head downstairs, and as you're walking down, Pip, you feel warmth coming from downstairs. You get to the bottom, and Tarpos has started a fire.
Oh, I was just coming down to do the... thank you.
Tarpos looks at the fire as if she just got told off, and then looks back at you and says, yes. You can see she's repurposed the wood from some of the crates down here to make a fire.
There's a fire down here. It's much warmer. Can I block up the chimney at all?
Why would you do that?
Well, because isn't there a cold wind coming down through that too? Yeah, oh, but then where would the smoke go?
Yeah.
Kind of block up maybe.
There's no windows upstairs.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I forgot there were windows on this floor too.
Block up the windows.
Well, there are windows on this floor, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So the smoke's getting out. But still, no, I won't.
I mean, you probably don't want to do that.
I don't want to accidentally kill us all with carbon monoxide poisoning.
You could board up the windows if you want. Yes, we'll be right down. Emil, your former pack is gone.
Emil stops for a second.
How do you know this?
I'm getting ready. An NPC knows that you are lying to them, God.
Pip downstairs being like, what are you doing?
I'm an honest boy.
What's he doing? The top boss. What is he? Is he an idiot?
They were attacking the people of...
Rocks where his brain's meant to be.
You're attacking the people of Kresik and kidnapping their children. So we put a stop to it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Emil nods sadly.
Here.
You can see hatred cross over him. He is never going to be a friend of yours, but he does not attack you.
Well, that's good.
He, you think you rolled well enough, I think,
to know that the not attacking you part is probably more to do with the fact that you'd kill him than that he doesn't want to kill you.
Fair enough.
He certainly is not attacking you now, and you could see he has no immediate plans to, but yeah, you've made an enemy. He shakes his head sadly, though, and says,
it was Kirill. We always hunted fairly, only took what we needed. Strahd made Kirill step things up. It's unnatural. You should not overhunt a place.
Yes, well, I guess for some good news for you, the survivors went to the abbey in Kresik. There's where they will be looked after by the family there, the Bellevue family.
I know of them.
Emil nods his head slowly.
And the wind dies down. I think I will head that way.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea. I'm saying that from the first floor.
Sure.
Yeah.
You all, I assume, are going down to the first floor.
I was waiting up and having this conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, we're
I wasn't trying to do it in private with that pip, but dragon boy is over here.
Unless I can't hear it.
I don't think... Oh, there is the howling wind. Pip, you... Nah, you weren't able to hear it.
Okay, never mind then.
I'm sorry it turned out that way.
Emil bites back what was very definitely going to be a snarky response.
Is there anything I can, I guess, help you with?
He looks around. He looks around and he gestures at the threadbare clothes that, well, no, actually they would have heavy furs.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he'd probably be pretty rugged up at this point. Okay. He gestures at his clothes and says,
I have little of need now other than rest.
I've got some meager rations. More than welcome to share. I did not know how this place worked. Still don't really know how it works.
At your rations, he puts up a hand.
I have no taste for them, but you should leave now.
I gesture to the
guards.
The guard.
You will have no taste for what I'm about to do.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I grab Gorob and Lushen.
Yeah, you taking them? All right, cool. Yeah, good. You take Gorob and Lushen back downstairs.
Yep.
I am not going to roll. Mm. You might not be able to hear it, but you are all aware of the feed that is happening upstairs.
Good.
Tarpos sits down awkwardly near the doorway.
Is there anything comfortable we can put at least this one on?
Who are you talking to?
The room.
Oh, Tarpos shrugs.
I suppose, well, I was going to say we could have taken some furs from upstairs. Maybe once your friend is done with them, we can lay them down. He could lie on that.
Emil is wearing the furs now.
Well,
of every guard?
There's probably...
Oh, the bunch outside? You look outside to the snow-covered corpses.
Fair. Good point.
The snow-covered corpses, can we drag them in and...
Defrost them?
You could try, yeah. Alternatively, Gorob Lushen have a bedroll.
Okay. Yeah. We'll tuck him in his bedroll.
We'll put him in his bedroll, but also, getting all those furs and everything. I mean, it's been... How long?
They'll be frozen.
That quickly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it gets cold enough, things flash freeze.
Yeah.
Well, that's even more imperative if we get some furs.
Yeah.
Was there any guards that died in the bottom floor?
No, Tarpos, unfortunately, did a very good job of preventing anyone from entering. Tarpos and Gorob Lushen.
Yeah. Okay, I think he'll be fine in his bedroll. Right.
You could try if you wanted to drag some in and thaw them out.
I'll start dragging some in to just try and even just get the furs off.
Tarpos will give you a hand with that. She does not seem to feel the cold at all, basically. It doesn't seem to bother her. Actually, I shouldn't have even been rolling for her before. Mm. She, just doesn't feel the cold, quite clearly.
Mm.
Okay. She gestures with some of the logs. To dry out on.
Yes. Rack?
Yes, she says.
Okay. Yes, that'd be great. Let's do that.
Oh, is before you've dragged everyone in. Mm-hmm. Tarpos, seeing you.
Oh, I'll do that. Yes.
You make rack.
You grab. Yes. I understand.
She continues to drag bodies in.
I make a rack.
All right. Tarpos uses some of the bodies to block the doorway a little bit.
That's a good idea.
Snow gets in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there is a door on it. No, I guess she doesn't need to. I mean, she uses
can help,
them,
yeah.
She uses them in the same way that you might get, like, a door snake.
Yeah.
To stop the gust coming in underneath. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. Anyway, you defrost as much of the furs as you can. You can, if you wanted to, each of you can add winter cloak to your inventory.
Sure.
You can just straight up wear their clothes if you want, but it's a uniform.
No, so I'll just take the winter cloak.
Sure.
Right. Is it? Yeah, we'll grab the winter cloak.
The winter cloaks look, I wouldn't say personalized, but they're not part of the uniform.
Yeah.
It's just whatever they...
It's the kind of thing that everybody probably has one in this part of Barovia.
Yeah.
So I guess if they are wearing uniforms, should we also wear them? And if we are going further, perhaps we'll be less suspicious or...
Possibly, or under some circumstances, more suspicious. It's sort of, I think, one of those plans that always seems good in theory, but then most guards know who the other guards are, is all I'm saying. I can't imagine, I gestured in my face, many are dragonborn or
have
angel Emil, boys.
At a certain point, Emil has come back downstairs. Mm. You can see that Emil has made an effort to clean himself up, but he's still bloody.
Okay. That's understandable.
He sits down by the fire and is just quiet. He will probably, unless interacted with, he's not going to interact with anyone else.
I guess would at some point ask them about Strahd.
Emil?
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Actually, probably the Amber Temple. What do you know about that?
All I know is it is a place of evil. I have spent little time in Kuchery, but I know enough to know that it is forbidden. Down, there is an elder evil that guards the entrance.
Mm. Do you worship the, I guess the werewolf god?
Yes. She who hunts.
Is she... That's a weird question, but to ask. It's like, is she here with us now?
Do you see, is your god in the room with us now?
Is she also trapped here? Or was she one that was born here?
She is in our blood. She goes wherever we do.
Is there part of her trapped here as well?
You could say that. The werewolves have always had an uneasy alliance with Strahd. Sometimes he lets us leave, if only to hunt.
Right. So you've been outside Barovia?
A few times. And we hunt exclusively to draw people like yourselves in.
And you always come back, huh?
If we do not come back, Strahd will come for us. I grew tired of our uneasy alliance. Strahd struck me down for it.
Ah, so I guess you are a friend of Strahd now.
Would not say so. Though if you are looking for allies, I would not take up arms against him either.
Oh no, I didn't imagine.
I would not want that.
Yeah.
I guess if you, has anybody ever succeeded come close to succeeding in taking him down?
I am not that old, but I have heard tales. Strahd, his power waning or weakening. I don't think anyone's ever truly slain him, but there is tale among my folk that once or twice, perhaps, the mists receded and people could travel freely in and out of Barovia. Such things are only ever temporary, though.
Hmm.
Is this the first time hearing
anything
like that?
Yeah, that's the first time you've ever heard of that.
Mm. My brow furrows. But I think I'm going to put that off as local culture, as local color. That's all that is. Sure. It's myth.
Yes. So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? How long have you... Actually, to be honest, I don't even know if werewolves age.
Werewolves age just the same as humans. I am, I think, 52 now.
Fair enough.
You, okay. So I guess you would have heard through your sire and their sire and so on and so forth about the mists receding.
Yes, it is a tale that we often tell.
I guess a tale of hope.
To be once more reunited with she who hunts in the place of our forebears.
Hmm.
Where do you intend to go after the blizzard subsides?
I will go back down the mountain, find what's left of my people.
Fair enough.
Pip and Hector.
Yeah.
Both of you. Actually, get a good boy card because you rolled a 20, Pip. Both of you recognize that. Go back down the mountain, find the rest of my people, and left unspoken were the words, and rebuild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You don't think Emil has any illusions of stopping his ways?
Of course not.
Mm. Well, that's a problem for another night.
That's what that sounds like. You know whose problem that is? Future Pip and Hector.
Exactly.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Well, time for me to hit the hay. Like a long pause where we just stare at each other.
And I guess when you head back down, will Strahd keep looking for you?
I'm not sure. I don't think Strahd ever cared too much for me. I think he wanted the werewolves doing what he said. And I was given to Ludmilla because he did not care what happened to me.
Understandable.
I'm going to climb back, climb into my bed roll.
Cool.
I'm kipping down.
Going to sleep?
No. I'll stay up for a watch.
Go to sleep. It's all right. I'll look after you.
Nah, all right. You, obviously, you're setting a watch, and I'm assuming you're not trusting Emil to guard alone.
No.
Emil basically treats it like you're looking after him. He assumes that if you were to kill him, it would probably not be a very long fight.
Yeah, for sure.
The knight...
Oh, yeah.
Adam, because yes. It's been how many hours really since when we woke up?
Since when you woke up last?
Yeah, that's a great point, actually.
Basically, when we woke up, had a bit of a look-see, went, oh, no.
Yeah.
Then we went to have a bit further of a look-see, went, had a conversation, had a little bit of a kerfuffle, and now we're here.
Yeah, is it like
probably
midday?
Probably 11 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
actually, maybe even earlier on. Oh, no, it'd be about midday. No, the sun rises and sets quite
quickly.
You don't get a lot of daylight hours. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just rest then, not really sleep.
Yeah, because sure. I was going to say, I don't think we've got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Sure, that's true, actually. I hadn't thought of that. You're absolutely correct.
At least it's just a short rest. I mean, I get some stuff back.
I'm so sorry. As punishment, I'm going to draw a bad boy card.
That's okay, dude.
For myself, to punish me.
Yeah, because hurting us hurts you more than it hurts
I hadn't thought of it like that. Interesting.
So I guess instead of going to sleep, can we potter around? I get it, not potter around, I guess, but just go.
Highs or lows?
Highs. Did we mean lows?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a great question. Do you want to change? All right. Knowing I got 1 or 100, do you want to change?
Nah. We'll stay where we are.
Stay where you are?
Yeah.
All right.
Did we make a mistake?
So it is currently about 11 a.m.
Yeah.
At like 11:01 a.m.
Yeah.
You hear just as quickly as the storm came, it leaves.
Oh.
Gotcha. Tricked you. You thought something bad was going to happen?
Something good happened.
I did briefly toy with the idea of fucking you anyway, but I would never do that. That's not what the dice said.
You are beholden to the dice. Yeah. That's true.
You said highs. I rolled 100.
Beautiful.
You know how I said it was so clear?
Yeah.
when you woke up this morning, so clear that you could see all the way up the mountain and all the way into the valley?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is that clear again. You do not know that it genuinely, it's actually suspicious.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that's like a spell. It's like somebody did that on purpose to us.
It is genuinely actually just coincidence, but yes, you definitely would feel, you've never seen this happen before in Barovia,
yeah,
but it just feels suspicious. Yeah.
Okay.
It's too much, too quickly, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, I guess if
Tapos steps outside and looks around, she just says.
It is cleared up.
Almost immediately.
I guess I turn to Emil. I guess you
he says, testing his pants off.
Is he on your way?
Yes.
I gesture to the... Did they even need to be brought inside dead bodies?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. I mean, back when you thought there was going to be a storm all day.
I guess you can take supplies, whatever you need. And look, I am truly sorry for what has happened to you. I understand that perhaps, just like us, you are also trapped here. One cannot really get mad at, say, a bear for hunting. But when we return, if I hear that you are kidnapping children again, I will come for you.
Emil's face is inscrutable to you. You can't tell what emotions are playing behind his eyes. But looking at you, you do feel at least confident enough that he is being earnest when he says,
I hope never to see or hear of you ever again.
Likewise.
He turns around and begins making his way down the mountain.
Can I, I don't know if this has ever come up before, Adam, but do I get ingredients out of human beings?
I mean, it is potentially possible that some types of ingredients...
But it's rare.
Well, I don't know if I'd describe it as rare, but I wouldn't describe it as common either.
Yeah, okay.
It depends. The person might have, when you collect some ingredients, it might not be because they had mold growing on them.
Yeah.
It might be because it was in their bag. Yeah. But sometimes, like Water of Sphinx, as we said previously, is a mold that grows in someone's blood.
Yeah.
That can grow in anyone's blood. So it is sometimes possible to, harvest from a human.
Well, I'll search some of the dead guys first.
All right.
Just of their stuff to look for ingredients.
Sure.
And
yes. Go on.
No, it's too distasteful.
I don't know.
A monster's one thing. Just a guy. He feels fucked up.
Yeah. They are flayed, so I guess it...
Like, they're nasty, they're gross, yeah. But, like, I don't think... It feels criminal. Feels way worse to just, like, gut somebody for their... especially if I find nothing. It's bad.
You find... A bottle of elemental spirits. It's got 3 doses in it.
Oh, nice.
Enough for 3 doses. It looks like someone... Elemental spirits are actually slightly alcoholic. You think someone has... It's just rot gut.
Is this kind of like the equivalent of somebody drinking hand sanitizer?
Kind of, yeah.
Whoa.
It's a bit more like methylated spirits, okay. I suppose, in quality. In that
fantasy metho, yeah.
In that if you're really wretched, people have done it.
Yeah, okay. No worries. Well, yeah, I'll pocket some of that. And I'm not going to disfigure the bodies.
That's fair.
Did we search the crate of survival gear as well?
We haven't done actually anything I was about to suggest.
While Pip's patting them down, what would you like to do, Hector?
I'm going to go upstairs and read. Actually, now that there's not a time. Well, is there a pressing time?
As always. Well,
those gargoyles probably, I mean, even if they don't just come back, those gargoyles... Probably have someone they might be reporting.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Plus, there was that one gargoyle.
Fucking Ludmilla was here, actually.
Yeah, yeah. She knows.
She knows we're here. I don't know about this. Okay, so while Pip is looking through the bodies, I guess have a chat to the room, including hopefully Pip is somewhat paying attention.
Yeah, yeah.
To Tarpos and I guess the unconscious body of Gorob and Lushen. So I understand. While the snow has cleared. I don't think we're in a position to perhaps move just yet. I gesture to the dwarves.
Yeah, good point.
So we either need to find somewhere to keep him holed up somewhere, or we just soldier on while we carry them.
Tarpos looks at Gorob and Lushen's prone form and thinks to herself, can she do much here?
I don't know what it's like once we pass the bridge. Perhaps it opens up a little more and we can be a little bit more sort of surreptitious about our movement.
Because if we head back down the mountain, or if, say, one of us takes these...
Gorob and Lushen back.
Is that goat?
Yes.
To contend with?
Yes.
Need to travel fast, she says.
I shrug.
Could be.
Maybe.
Could get or make to carry. She says, gesturing at Gorob Lushen, but could get to carry.
Okay, so we could carry
if
him
need.
Easier. All right. You search. I think there were some crates over by the.
Oh
the
yes, thing. Good point. I'll have a look inside as well.
Look through that. See what else is on the bodies of the guards.
Yeah.
I'm going to go upstairs and have a look through that desk now that hopefully things have calmed. Down somewhat. Tarpos, if you could stand guard, just to look out in case any more of those rock creatures come. I'm going to try and see if I can go up, see if there's anything of use upstairs. Maybe even destroy that summoning circle.
Good idea.
So I yeah.
Need magic rock to write?
I mean, deforming the circle, you know, if you can do that with the rock, probably good.
She hands you the chalk.
Thank you.
Pulling out the spirits. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, man. Well, if you're flayed, I guess you find
anything
whatever,
to numb the pain.
Anything. Find whatever pleasure you can in this world. Fair enough.
Tapos.
What is that?
Oh, it's well, it's elemental spirits. It's a plant, but it's like rot gut. You know, it is. Alcoholic enough, I guess, if you're my gesture to the guy. Look like yeah. that.
Tapos, so you two are having a conversation. Tapos is not involved, but Tapos does that thing where you awkwardly stand at the edge of a conversation. Yeah. Like she doesn't know if she's being included or not.
So a cleaning product people consume.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's yes. great if you've got rust on a sword or something. Works wonders. Well,
look around, see. Perhaps you can use this time to prepare anything that we
yes,
need.
Yes, I was going to. Yeah, you check the desk upstairs to form that summoning circle.
What temperature do you need to boil, melt silver?
Quite high?
Pretty high, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Do we need a forge?
Yeah, I don't we'll know the temperature that is required to forge silver, but I highly doubt you would know either.
Yeah.
Even if you could forge silver, I don't think you'd know the temperature.
We need to find a smithy to do that, I reckon. Yeah. That'd be one in Kuchery, I'm sure.
Yeah, a friendly one, I reckon.
Definitely one.
I'll go up. I'll go upstairs on the first port of call. We're looking at the trying to find that summoning circle, if it's visible or not.
Sure. And you walk back up, and you'll need to really look for it, because while it's not being active, it's very faint. You roll pretty well. Hmm. You find the summoning circle, and you can... Well, how much do you know about the arcane?
Well, I did destroy that summoning circle that was summoning bats, and that was based on information that someone had previously told me. Mm-hmm. I think it was a certain Sir Grace.
Yes.
Okay. About like how to destroy a summoning circle. So, using that information.
I will give you advantage on the check to do this. Yeah. And I'll say that's enough. You can see, you put a big X over the summoning circle, dust your hands off, done.
Smash cut to that same trip on our horses, Sir Grace blocking out Tiffany. Yeah, yeah, and if all else fails, just one big cross through it'll do it.
Yeah, good.
It's also funny to imagine in that moment, you're like, that can't be true. But here in the college, you're like, it's all I got.
Sure.
What else can I do?
No way that works, but...
Surely, God, they're as simple as an X, but... I mean, I guess it is disrupting the...
onto the desk.
You start rifling through all the papers there again, this time with a little bit more care. This time it's going to be a arcana check, probably with disadvantage, because it's very dense academical research. It's a
intelligence-based
check. It is, yes.
Okay, hold on that good boy card just in case.
This would be a fail.
Maybe if I had to say with advantage.
You had disadvantage, so I'm just going to re-roll, but with neither advantage or disadvantage.
Nice.
All right, you do pretty well. All right, you're able to work some of this out.
Hey.
So some of it is still beyond you. This is kind of beyond you, what would be considered university level. Mm. This is active research. It's stuff that no one would know about, but save for Ludmilla. But you are able to work out that it is almost exclusively detailing werewolf anatomy and notes about Emil specifically as a test subject. You see Ludmilla was testing to see what the limits, basically, that a werewolf can endure before death. You can see that Ludmilla has brought Emil to the brink, just before the brink of death, many, many times. He's been in a really shit way for a long time. It's with many different methods as well. Cold is just the most recent one. You can see Ludmilla is very
shall we say, scientific about it all. There's no...
Thorough?
Yeah.
Well, no, what I kind of mean is there's more like a clinicalness to it all. You can tell that this is the mind of someone who isn't really considering the feelings or even the sentience of other creatures.
Okay.
You can see some notes referencing how this could be used to make... She's looking at this with an eye to... She's got an idea to be like, oh, can I make werewolves that... Or can I use anything from this werewolf in making better obedient soldiers? You could see some references as well to an earlier project unrelated to werewolves with vampires. And you can see she makes some references to a town not too far from Kuchery where her tests began.
The burnt out, I guess, husk of a town that
yes.
we stayed in.
Yeah.
is that a similar description of like what I'm reading?
Well, she didn't. There's not a lot of reference to the description of the town. That is irrelevant to anything that she needed to know. So, it's hard to... there's no details that you can match up one-to-one, unfortunately.
Okay, but I, as an educated guess, I could be like...
I mean...
Yeah.
Okay, that is that one. Okay. As I'm reading through this, can I describe this to my pack? I guess the tarot cards that I got. And the one which was about the engineer... The cruel person, the no sympathy person.
Yes.
And I'm like, looking at that, looking at the notes, looking at that, looking at the notes, and I'm just...
Oh, no.
Thinking I'm like,
oh, dear. Is this the first general we say no thank you to? Maybe.
Well, Madam Eva, you have an interesting way of dealing cards.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.